Here we are. We are back. We are on air.
That was Automatic Ecstasy by AJ Cornell. You know what I'm not feeling listening to that? Ecstasy.
Really? I felt more, programmed completely.
More misery.
Misery, yeah. Even. I was getting way different subliminal overtones than you were this morning. Subliminal ecstasy only before 8 in the morning here on CITR 101.9.
All right, let's turn off the auto DJ here because we don't need it. We're in the mix. You're listening to Vancouver, right? Your favorite.
Absolute favorite.
CITR comedy show. That's a little rude to the other comedy show, but let's be honest. I mean, it is. And we got rid of a little dead weight.
We did.
Didn't we, Gavin?
We did, yes.
You'll notice that it's just Gavin Clarkson
right
and myself
here.
Today.
Alex Byron.
B-Ron.
B-Ron.
I think you know how to pronounce my name by now. That's fine.
Nah, you switch it up.
And I don't switch it up. It's B-Ron.
Everyone else switches it up.
That's true. They do. Simon Armstrong, our previous guy, is... you know what? He's probably not listening to the show yet, so...
Almost certainly not.
Yeah, let's...
So we can be honest.
We should probably... Yeah, but let's... I kind of want him to hear this goodbye. You know, okay. It's a little heartfelt.
All right.
What can we get... What can we promise the listener for this next hour while we're hanging out here? What can they expect?
Oh, we're going to go over a couple of weird news stories that we got off the internet over the last week or so.
Yeah, where can you get that on the radio? Weird news stories.
You can't anywhere else.
I don't think anyone does that.
No.
On the radio.
They hardly even do serious news.
Yeah.
They just do audio ecstasy to... lull all of the morning.
All right, Gavin really knows how to run with a bit, you rambling fool.
Thanks, Alex.
Got anything you want to plug? Any gigs coming up?
Tuesday, this upcoming week, I'll be at the Tavern in Yale Town. That starts at 9:30. That's a fantastic stand-up show. And then the Saturday after that, I will be in the basement at Goldie's Pizza, which is another really fun one to do. Absolutely.
I love any plug that starts with, I will be in the basement.
Yeah.
But it is literally a basement.
And it makes it very trendy.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Secret basement shows, secret fun shows.
Tavern, that show's still happening.
Yeah.
We were talking about in the car on the way here, our favorite shows to do in town.
Yeah.
You were saying the mix was your favorite. Mix Mix is definitely a lot of fun.
Oh, the clubs are always a blast.
I was at Yuck Yucks last night. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be at Laugh Lines tonight if you want to go down to New West. That club looks like a cross between a bingo hall and somewhere the mafia would conduct hits. You know what I mean?
It really does.
It has those gothic, like, ship ceilings with the big sweeping and then very old chairs and a dank purple cloth hanging behind the stage. Pretty much perfect for a comedy club.
I would call it royal. Royal purple.
Yeah, but it's royal in the same way like the red carpet leading to Lux Lounge on Howe Street is royal, you know? It's like
you can do a lot with a velvet rope.
I want to have a velvet rope leading into my room.
You should.
Home. So just people
and
just
then a red carpet up to
feel
your,
great
your
about
side.
Themselves coming in because they're not going to feel good once they get inside.
Yeah, they got to feel exclusive at some point of the interaction.
And you should feel exclusive because you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to play some music. That sounds fun. We're going to talk. And let's get into this. Simon Armstrong. We've had to let him go. It's been fun.
It's been a rolling
journey. He's tried... On our show?
He has.
He's tried contributing. He's tried. But, you know, it's a lot of trying.
Been a minimal effort.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of knew when you were coming in as the third mic that you were really just kind of wedging him out the door.
Yeah.
And
your winks could only mean the one thing.
Yeah. Well, I also have Tourette's. But yeah, I mean... Doesn't it feel good in here right now?
It does. There's some good vibes. It's just more relaxed.
It's nice, you know?
Yeah.
That's nice. Do you know what Simon's doing now that he's not on the radio show?
I'm pretty sure he wanted to pursue his dream of...
Oh, let's just be honest. He's going to jail.
Yeah, I know.
The charges did stick.
I was trying to pretend that he was going to be off being a deep sea captain or something.
Saying I didn't know it was a children's playground. Didn't hold up in court.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as an adult playground,
no,
so it,
there really
it makes
isn't.
Sense.
There should be.
Yeah.
But they aren't.
various things he said, like, they grow up so fast these days. Didn't.
None of that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll be doing
He couldn't even get a public defender on that. He defended himself.
A very terrible idea. Yeah. Terrible idea.
Never defend yourself.
Never. Especially when you're guilty.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when it involves a playground in any sense.
I mean, we don't need to say allegedly anymore.
No, we
The man's
really don't.
Guilty as a goose.
Guilty as a... What are geese guilty of, Alex?
Being adorable.
Oh, okay.
Simon is not.
Convicted of being adorable.
Guilty as a troll. And, I don't know. How do you think he's going to fare in jail?
He's a small-statured man. And from what I've heard, that small-statured men just do great in jail. That they're really kind of coddled.
Just kind of blend in.
Yeah.
I feel like they become, like, you know, in Mad Max, how there's the bad guy, and then he has that little dude that looks through the telescope?
Oh, yeah,
I feel like he could be the mini-me of, like, whoever's, like, running the jail. That could actually work
guy.
For him.
The assless chaps guy that rides on the back of the motorcycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like that movie, Mad Max?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you did.
The second one. Of course I did.
Yeah.
I like the
questionable taste.
You didn't like the second Mad Max?
Give me your review of... No, no, the new one. Mad Max Fury.
Oh, yeah. I like that one, too.
I like that one, too.
Yeah. The third one and the first one leave something to be desired.
Sure.
But, there's Tina Turner, and she's pretty much the only thing worth seeing in the third one. That and the midget riding the big muscled guy, but that carries on a little bit too long, as in the full length of the movie. So... It was a neat, fun, creative idea. But yeah, I love Fury Road. It was just fun and action-packed and real creative and lots of practical effects, which is all I really need. If as long as there's explosions and it's not a green screen.
I like how people say, like, oh man, that movie, yeah, it was all practical effects.
Yeah,
don't you love that? Like
it does.
Star Wars Force Awakens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was tons of CGI. It's just the bar for there's most movies now have like 90% CGI.
Yeah.
And it's like, this one only had 60% CGI. It's
which
like,
is refreshing.
Well, like, we don't, I like, oh, what did I see? You know, I was watching Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
I was revisiting that. And I do like those films.
Yeah.
Especially the first one.
Yeah.
Fellowship. But when they get to the Gollum stuff, why didn't they just hire like a thin child actor or.
Because he wasn't methy enough. They couldn't find a small, methy enough child.
No, I'm sure they could have found someone that was thin that they could have dressed up. Or you're telling me there's nobody thin and small that could have been a... They made Elijah Woods look like a hobbit.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't have made like a little person look like a golem with a... And even if it didn't look as convincing, it would have been a real... I really think they should have done that. I don't think
missed opportunity.
Hollywood, listen to me telling Hollywood what's, but like, I don't
you
think
tell them.
They understand how bad CGI looks. Like that yellow Mandarin orange binocular wearing face person in something Kanata in The Force Awakens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That looked terrible.
Voiced by Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah. Put a mask on a little person.
Yeah.
There's so few roles for them.
Hmm.
I mean,
this
anyway,
is true. They usually just get put in the gonk droid.
We're going to listen to some really cheerful wake you up music here. This is Brother Lynch Hung, Rest in Piss.
Ooh.
And if you want to call in, you always can. 604-UBC-CITR. And we will take it. And this song will come on.
But, you know, I ain't dead yet. You know what I'm saying? This is my real luck, niggas. I was a dead man, walking they say, so every night I hit the J, load the AK and post up in the window till come day. Anyway, hey, I feel the pay, back simmering in my brain, but thoughts of death cloud my mind as my niggas is gone away. Many clips in 20...
Let's... You know what? No, I'm not letting that go. I was trying to do a really nice transition there.
You're making it worse, Alex.
Yeah,
you're making it so much
now
worse.
No, am I?
Yeah.
Well, there's no turning back now. So let's just pretend, because there's people tuning in right now.
Okay.
Who don't know what just happened.
We're
what
try.
Happened? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, nothing at all.
And there's people that are obviously going to listen for the great comedy. So let's just...
Smooth transition it back to
a... You know
a...
what? Let's take a break. You like music?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a little wake me up music.
Oh, dude, tell me. Who are we listening
Brother
to?
Brother Lynch Hung, Rest in Piss.
Yeah.
I'm back up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? For the nine, whatever the fuck, you know? I ain't dead yet, you know what I'm saying? This is my real luck, niggas.
Content, language, bad
language. I was a dead man, walking, they say, so every night I hit the J, load the AK, and post up in the window till come day. Anyway, hey, I feel the pay, back simmering in my brain, but thoughts of death cloud my mind as my niggas is gone away. Many clips and 24 grips is packed, but really, who got my back? Fade. Now that them niggas didn't hit the grave, I'm killing them up for the old days. 24 ways, and a 24 sack of that purple kush should make me sicker than sick, and you can get ripped gut cannibal if you wish. Nigga, it's EBK every day, all day, till the day I die. I'm creeping through your set with a Mini Mac 10 AR-15 Ruger with a 12 gauge pump in the trunk and a black beanie disguise. The nigga that you can't see just cause of them blocks still opes over my eyes. Crap, like a black cat through the Mac with a Mac 10 on my lap and a fat sack of that shit. Took a hit of that shit and seen some niggas with a 4-5th, so I let them have it. Ounces of OE-4-0, no dose, Indonesia split. And a 9mm for the nigga that'll dump and pump one in your bitch and put her in the grave with an empty 40 ounce bottle and don't leave a drip. Then bounce to the ounce and a lack with a Mac and a fat, fat sack of that endo shit. I'm sicker than sick, them niggas, they gotta admit, when I grab my shit, you either bone or get caught with a hot one, nigga, so rest in peace.
Call me Agent 00, you spoke block. I got that 9mm Glock and ready to put one in your nut.
Rest in peace.
Just call me Agent 00, you spoke block. I got that 9mm Glock and ready to put one in your nut.
Rest in peace.
Just call me Agent 00, you spoke block. I got that 9mm Glock and ready to put one in your nut.
Rest in peace.
Just call me Agent 00, you spoke block. I got that 9mm Glock.
From the reps of the depths of the 00 news folk block, with a Glock in a pocket full of that sex. You better wear a bulletproof vest when I'm at your set. Better pack you a tech, cause I'm at your neck with a clip full of that shit. Nigga, don't trip when I put one in your dick. That rip gut cannibal Hannibal shit. Nigga, nuts and guts all over my chest and stomach. Running to the lack, through my strap in the back. Twist me up a sack and I'm back at the Gordon block, kicking it with Maniac, the nigga that a maniac. Sicker than sick when the clip's in progress. Put him on the ground with a brain full of them nine slugs and read him in Reader's Digest. I found a new love trickling in my brain. Half of the Doja, half of the OE, half of the fact that I'm that insane nigga from the new four blocks up. When niggas never put they glocks up and get they cocks up, nigga, you just can't stop up. Loke to the brain, insane with a man gang that I maintain. Untouchable, cut your throat and leave you in the street with a lynch around your throat. Motherfucker, cause you ain't got no love for the block. Pop, caught a hot from the 24th Street block, nigga, that took a shot. Rest in peace.
Call me Agent 00, deuce, folk block.
Yeah.
I got that 9mm Glock and ready to put one in your knot.
Rest in peace.
Call me Agent 00, deuce, folk block. I got that 9mm Glock and ready to put one in your knot.
Rest in peace.
Call me Agent 00, deuce, folk block. I got that 9mm Glock and ready to put one in your knot.
Rest in peace.
Call me Agent 00, deuce, folk block. I got that 9mm Glock and ready to put one in your knot.
Yeah. It's that 24th Street nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I'll tell y'all something about them fools that can rest in peace. All them niggas who busted on my nigga Baby Reg, rest in peace. All them motherfuckers who busted on me and my nigga Heist, rest in peace. All them hoes, you know who you are. Rest in peace. You little trick ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? These to the real niggas, Lobsters, Blocksters, you know what I'm saying? X-rated Lobster, you know what I'm saying? All my niggas from the block, Maniac, you know? What's up, nigga? Been a long time. It's about to down motherfuckers, you know? Motherfuckers gotta give motherfuckers props, you know? Motherfuckers that don't fuck.
The Fox Cabaret and Hidden City Records present Ora Kogan live in concert on Thursday, April 14th. In celebration of her latest release, Shadowland, psych folk chanteuse Ora Kogan will be backed by a four-piece kick-ass band. The special guests Ace Martins and Paul Stewart, come on out to the Fox Cabaret and get your tickets at the door.
We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
You're back on CITR with Vancouverite, Alex Biron, Gavin Clarkson in the studio. We're having fun talking about various news segments. We got nothing.
We got some things.
Let's go into, let's do jokes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Want to go over jokes?
Stolen directly from Norm MacDonald's podcast. Eh, he wasn't the first person to do a joke.
No. I wouldn't say so.
All right, you want to go first?
We're inspired. Oh, fine. Put me on the spot. Oh, what am I going to go
over?
Okay. I feel like craft beer is getting out of hand because when I, like, it's very competitive now.
Yeah.
And all of the breweries need to sound like they're something from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
You flubbed it.
I did. I already flubbed it. But
Harry and Potter.
Harry and Potter.
This sounds like a feminist fan fiction.
Harry and Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when it's a summer and I just want a cool, refreshing drink, I don't want the bartender to be like, oh, have you tried Buggin' and Burke's banana fist fight deli meat infused extreme?
You don't like banana beer, though?
Not mixed with deli meat delicious. Infused.
Gemma Golotsky has been trolling breweries with some of the funniest. Here, I'll read some of those in a bit.
Beauty.
Bring them up. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite, I think we did pretty well there. All right. So Gavin, I got this new app.
Yeah.
Yeah. It allows for my friends to send me a message anonymously.
Ooh.
Pretty cool. Pretty fun. First one I got, you have completely failed me as a son. All right. And we're back. So we got some cool, news stories to talk about?
Yeah, some cool useless news stories.
All right, what do we got? Let's make this quick.
Okay. there's the surge in popularity. I'll do news voice for it. Should I do a newsy voice?
All right. Wait. Well, I'll give you a.
Give me a news sound effects.
Okay. News. What would I have to search for that?
News intro sound.
News
or something?
Intro. Music.
Yeah, there we go. The power of YouTube.
I mean,
bringing professionals on radio together.
Why would we have this ready? You know, I mean, that
no,
would make
not
it
at
smooth
all. That'd be far too professional.
All right, get ready.
Okay, here it comes. Coming up, new headlines. The recent popularity of adult coloring books has caused a complete undersupply of colored pencils throughout the world.
Yeah. I actually, my friend told me, because I was really stressed out, and somebody was like, you should try adult coloring books.
Yeah. And then you instantly started to hate that person
a
little bit.
Let me get this straight. I'm a 27-year-old man, and my problems can be solved by coloring.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's less physically demanding than yoga, which would probably be the other thing that friend would suggest.
Coloring.
Or a raw food vegan diet.
You're telling me to color? Well, I got a sharpened pencil crayon right here, which will be perfect.
Yeah.
To kill you with for saying that.
Except you couldn't because there is now a lack of coloring pencil supplies and you're burning down the rainforest. Crazy hippies that are doing coloring.
Yeah, I love the... I just need a thing. What's my next thing going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be coloring.
Can you stop with the things and stop telling me to color? I don't need a child's activity recommended for me. You know,
they do have some really cool Harry and Potter themed coloring books, though.
They've got... Yeah, I love how they market them for adults.
Yeah.
It's the... Making a Murderer coloring book. you little evidence stickers that you can put throughout.
Color in the RAV4. What color will you make it? It only comes in one color, that car. Only comes in that color.
Yeah.
Aquamarine.
Well, is that true that there's a shortage
of...
Yep.
There's a global supply shortage of colored pencils.
All right, and our next story.
Our next story coming up on the hour. I gotta remind myself. Oh, charity shop begs people to stop donating copies of 50 Shades of Grey and its sequels, and they now have enough to stack up entire forts out of the hardcover novels.
So not a lot of readability with those books, hey?
Not a lot of repeat readability,
Not a lot of first readability on those books. I've actually tried. They are dreadful.
Yeah.
Very poorly written.
Well, even for their target audience, like... Yeah. Is there not
of dumb people?
Yeah, like wouldn't people dog ear like their favorite spicy bits? And then,
yeah, I don't know, but I saw that picture you sent me of they've actually built
a little fort. Yeah,
the sexiest fort ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
where all the uglies could get bumped.
That's
violently.
Nice. I've got some local news, like super local news.
Super local news.
My neighborhood is popping off.
Yeah? You can't say the headline unless you do the intro.
There was a... All right. This just in. A lot of people breaking into houses near my... Yeah. Yeah, there's been break-ins. Somebody got assaulted two nights ago in the middle of the night with a golf club. GTA shit. Yeah.
Ooh.
A hooded man... The police came by and said, if you find a golf club or a gray hoodie...
Oh, man.
Or, like, if there's a man, if you see a man running around with a bloody golf club wearing a hoodie, like, you know what?
That's a terrifying thing to hear.
I mean, I understand that criminals aren't super smart, but he probably got rid of, or at least cleaned, the golf club after bludgeoning my neighbor.
Or washed his face, at least.
Yeah, so bad news for me trying to enjoy a healthy life.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Probably, yeah, we might have to, we could do the show with Simon using the jail telephone.
Oh.
Before he gets murdered in jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
With... That's always cool. I like it when rappers make their music from jail.
Oh yeah,
I always like
hot mixtapes.
That must be so awkward because the people in the jail can't hear the beat. So you're walking by, like you're a guard, and there's just this dude on the phone, like, "Homie, what's up?" And it's like it sounds like, "Are you doing a strange?" No, man, I'm recording.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is my record studio. Do not judge.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's like a built-in effect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. It gives its own raw energy. But you have to go to jail first.
You know...
Like parking fees.
I like the word raw a lot more than I should, considering what it means.
Just uncooked?
Yeah,
if
uncooked.
If you replaced it with uncooked, it would sound less cool.
Yeah. Yo, I got the new uncooked mixtape.
Some real uncooked thoughts in here. Yeah. It makes you sound insane.
Baby, I want to do it uncooked tonight. How's things going with your fiance?
Oh, they're going lovely. We're going to Seattle Comic Con this weekend, so that should be a lot of fun.
Right.
Gonna go geek it up.
Are you gonna cosplay it?
Yeah.
What are you gonna be?
I made a Batman costume last year.
Oh,
I'm just
nice.
Gonna use that again because I spent too much time on it, so it's getting used again.
Yeah.
And she's going as Lumpy Space Princess from Adventure Time.
Lumpy Space Princess.
Yeah.
That's a very, very unflattering name.
It's not a very flattering character.
Somebody...
A lot of purple tulle.
Somebody actually invited me once to the Seattle Comic Con.
Yeah?
And I bailed out on them, thinking, like, this isn't, like, super important thing that I have to do. Like, and the friendship was destroyed. They had built it up so much. They were so excited about Seattle Comic Con.
Yeah.
They were very, very let down.
Did they, like, have tickets for you that you bailed on last minute?
I don't think so. Nothing that extreme.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, because that's, like, $90. People take it seriously.
Yeah, that's not even... Well, that's a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah. It's not like Music Fest money, but it could be enough to ruin friendships, absolutely. Yeah.
604-UBC-CITR. If you're listening to the show right now, if you're listening to the show, period, I want you to call in.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we don't get a call here, it means that nobody is listening to the show.
Yeah.
Because if you were calling in, you would be a listener.
Yeah. And keep in mind, we could play this fun game where you are unfiltered and say whatever you want, and we have to dive for the cutoff button as fast as we can.
Yeah.
That could be a fun game we'll play with you.
The cutoff game.
The cutoff game.
Yeah. It's what we play with my uncle every Thanksgiving. Where's the cough button? It's between the mashed potatoes and the... All right, I'm milking the bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, just call in. Call in right now. And nobody's calling in. Okay.
Yep.
Well, we did raise a lot of money for this radio station, so somebody's listening.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're just shy.
They are shy. Right? It's a very bold thing to get on the air and talk about
actually,
useless news stories and old joke bits.
It is hard calling into things and... Don't you think? Like, have you ever called into a radio show? Like,
I never
have. It's tricky. You build it up a lot, and you, yeah.
And what if you left the radio on? You get feedback through your phone. The whole thing stresses me out.
Yeah, you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and then they put you on the air, but you don't realize, and they're going, hello,
yeah,
hello, and you're, yes, I think that the Canucks' new draft is got. I mean, good.
Yeah,
and you're flubbing things.
I'm selling a futon. It's barely used.
You're making mistakes. You're not entertaining.
Yep.
Pretty much like your act.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, bringing the fire.
Roasted.
So good.
Extra crispy.
Oh, my feelings.
Let's do a roast.
Okay.
Gavin.
Oh, of course I'm the target.
If your fashion style was... you actually look like a school shooter. with your Banana Republic. You're the only person that can make a Banana Republic...
School shooter.
Trench coat, yeah, be like a concealing Uzi trench coat.
I think anyone can make a trench coat a concealing trench coat. They're the...
Yeah, but you really take it the extra
preferred
mile.
Choice of flashers, really.
Yeah,
like, concealing is kind of their thing.
Everything bad happens in a trench coat.
Yeah.
School shootings, flashers, pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't there be a UNICEF CEO that's like, this is where I keep all my reference cards and rations.
But he still has to do the big flashing movement and be like, here's my rations.
Oh.
Your kids want some rations?
Oh, they're just treats. Yeah, you could say that.
Oh.
You hungry?
Yeah, it'd still be just as creepy.
Yeah.
But you're making fun of... You're wearing a shirt that says Heart and Feminism on it. I think like your Tinder profile just says hashtag nice guy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. I should probably have a trench coat too. I just haven't embraced my inner creep yet.
No.
Yeah, I really am in denial.
It's just outer on your shirt.
It's funny. I was going to make fun of somebody for saying something that was like self-righteous and sexist last night. And then I was like, wait a minute, look at my t-shirt.
Yeah.
I am a douchebag.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're wearing the same clothes as last night.
I'm paddling the douche canoe just as hard as you, young man.
you have a paddle.
Let's listen to some more music.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like music, you'll like this next song because this is M.A.M., Can't Live Without Music.
Ooh, good transition.
Yeah. You know what pros don't say? Good transition.
Good transition, Alex.
Thank you.
Hello there. Hello there. Hello there.
We have a caller to CITR 101.9. Hello.
Feel free to jump right in. Well, this is good. This is, we've made progress.
Yeah, we got a pocket dialer. We got a pocket dialer.
Someone pocket dialed the radio station. Let's try to guess where this person is based on the ambient sounds from their
Indeed.
Phone.
It sounds busy. Oh, no. We lost him.
Well, it's something. Call back if you like. 604-UBC-CITR is the number.
We love hearing from your butts. Feel free to butt dial us anytime.
Rob Kardashian lost 50 pounds from fighting his weight. That's not very interesting. I don't know. That really bums me out that that caller got
said she couldn't hear anything.
That's great. Oh, maybe you have to put this on too. Yeah, call back. I mean, right. That might have been me on my end. Mickey Rourke, Arnold Schwarzenegger, son is jacked. I love Arnold's son. Not like the illegitimate son, but the one that's in movies and stuff. Have you seen Arnold's son? Look at this guy.
Schwarzenegger's son?
Yeah. Is it just like a more Hawaiian Arnold Schwarzenegger? He kind of looks like the kind of guy that would bully me in high school.
Yeah, he looks like a cool surfer kid, like long hair. Yeah. Then like his dad's huge teeth. I didn't realize his dad has huge teeth, but it looks like him and doesn't at the same time. It's a weird combo.
I don't know why. How do I get rid of this? One second. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know why musicians falling on stage is a thing. Like every time someone trips, Madonna or like Bieber, everyone's like, "Oh my god, oh my god, we've got another phone call. Let's see if this works this time."
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, if you're listening to me right now, stick with us. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello there.
Beautiful. You're so beautiful.
You're on the air with 101.9 CITR. What do we owe the pleasure?
Right now I'm supposed to be getting coffee, but instead I'm talking to you. So
oh, fantastic.
Makes my day.
Sheena, is that you?
Sure is.
Hello.
This is Gavin's...
My lovely fiance is joining us today.
Fiance.
Friends and family members listening
to
the radio.
Do you wake up early or does Gavin wake you up when he gets out of bed in the morning?
Today I've been awake since like 5 just because I'm kind of insane and anxious, and all I can think about is trying to hit a certain liquor store on the way to the state.
Whoa.
We do have priorities.
It's a healthy woman. Hey, what's the liquor store? Why is it so good?
It's called Bevmo. It's like a liquor superstore, and it's freaking amazing.
Oh, it's the best.
That actually sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. Really good prices?
It's like a Walmart of liquor. It's amazing.
That sounds like some, you can have some great clientele there.
Yeah.
The Walmart of liquor.
Well-dressed and all.
Oh, my God. What's on the list, on the liquor list?
There's a certain beer from Germany from the Hofbräuhaus.
Oh, love it.
It's very difficult to find, but you can find it at this one liquor store in Washington State, so that's where we're headed.
Bottled and everything.
You're going down to the States for a while, or is Gavin coming too?
Seattle. Comic-Con.
Oh, right, Comic-Con. Yeah. You literally just said that. Yeah, I heard you guys are doing a little cosplay. So are the costumes going to stay on when you get back to the hotel? A little Batman and what is it? Sloppy girl?
Lumpy Space Princess. Some professionalism.
Lumpy Space Princess. This doesn't really translate to radio, but I got to look up Lumpy Space Princess.
Everyone who matters knows, Alex.
It's a pretty amazing costume. It has about 20 meters of fabric.
That's okay. Well, if you can't Google this, Lumpy Space Princess is essentially a purple cloud.
Yeah.
So.
Which we have simulated through the use of tool and hot glue guns.
Wow, this would make for an amazing role play, Batman and a purple cloud.
Yeah.
And you can do the Batman voice.
Yeah, we've already been writing the fan fiction.
Right. Right. Well, thanks for calling in. It kind of breaks my heart that the only call we've got is a family member, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I only actually listened to about half the show this morning.
Right, as you should. That's 50% more than...
Takes us a while to get into our stride.
Yeah, about an hour, and then the show's
and
over.
And then the show's over. Yeah.
So it's perfect.
Okay, I guess I'll be off to actually go get coffee since I'm here on a pretend coffee break.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Get some for me.
No.
No, you shouldn't. We're nowhere near each other.
All right, bye, Sheena. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
It's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
Fiance. You feel different having a fiance?
Like, not really.
Not really.
The term fiance still feels weird and formal to me. I don't even like using it. It's a fiance. It just sounds so pretentious. It's a strange interaction.
Fiance. Is there a date set yet? Or?
Yeah. This August.
Whoa.
Yeah. We've got everything prepared and set up. It's going to be a lovely soiree. There's going to be a poutine section.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where is it going to be?
Swanee Site Golf Course.
Swanee Psych
Set. It's set a golf course in Pet Meadows. Very fancy. Very nice. It's going to be a lovely do. Family coming is from as far away as Germany. So it's going to be a great time.
Street artist confused after Chris Brown snatched his tag and slapped it on a clothing line. Oh, man. In legal docs, Andre says he's been confused since 2003. You know what? I don't think you can. That's interesting because if you're a street artist, like, it's illegal, right? So how can you be like, no, I'm actually Light Warrior. See, I just tried to improvise this street. It shows how I know not. Light Warrior.
Yeah.
That is the least White street thing ever anyone's ever said.
Yeah.
But
you sound hardcore
He's
for
trademarked
sure.
the confused t-shirt. Oh, okay. So he's.
He trademarked
confused
his
clothing line is a total ripoff, which confuses the marketplace.
So to summarize, a street artist had copyrighted his illegal tag, and it was hijacked.
Yeah, and is suing Chris Brown. Well, I feel like, you know what? Chris Brown can win cases where there's bruises all over the woman's face.
Mm.
Like, there's proof right there. I think he can probably escape from a little graffiti,
jacking. Yeah. He sounds like a lovely person.
Nothing sticks to Chris Brown.
It really doesn't. Teflon Chris Brown, they call him. Yeah. Smoothest rapper.
There's actually footage of him, like, dodging bullets at a show. Yeah, where people just start shooting in the audience, and he's not even fazed.
Okay,
so he might just be a robot.
That's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
That is uncooked, as they say.
Chris Brown, yeah. You know, the interesting thing about Chris Brown is that his music, the lyrics are so positive. All the loving people dancing, just having fun, loving you. Yeah, don't say that! I just want to be your man. Yeah. That's that. I don't know. We got to change this time, and we've actually been talking to the higher ups here about getting a better time. Although it's weird, I figure for me waking up at 7 as I did this morning to get here on time is actually it's not as bad.
Yeah.
As waking up at 8, I feel like it's or like 9. I feel like it's harder to because usually I sleep till like 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the laziest person in the world, and getting up at 10, 9, you know, a couple hours earlier than I normally do is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up at 7, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I walk to the SO. Why can't you pick me up at my house? Live like 2 blocks away?
You haven't told me where your house is.
Oh, yeah. We should probably arrange that. because there's a lot of crime happening in my area.
Yeah, exactly.
Early in the morning.
Yeah. I don't want you being attacked with a golf club.
Because I just realized it's probably light at 5:30. No. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no. When does the sun come up these days?
I have no idea.
Probably 5:30.
5:30 this morning.
Like sunrise. Yeah. People getting assaulted.
I pick you up at 7. Why are you up at 5:30?
No, I'm saying that's when the golf club assault happened. In my
neighborhood.
I just, to do that Chris Brown punching sound effect, I hit the table.
Yeah.
This table is a lot harder than it looks. Yeah. My hand is in a lot of pain right now.
It holds a lot of equipment.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's interesting how in movies people can always punch and it's like no problem.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt their
hand
at
all. But people always break their hands by punching. People's hands should always break in movies.
That would be satisfying.
They would add a lot more, there'd be a lot more stakes because it's like Batman can only punch a couple times before having to take another 6 months off. Yeah. I don't know. Would your hand just eventually get really strong?
I assume
no, you just
so.
Get arthritis.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It would get stronger for a while, and then it would get weaker from the years of extensive damage.
I remember that in the last Batman movie, there's that part where he goes to the doctor and is like, you have no more cartilage left in your knee.
And he just puts a knee brace on.
He's like, no problem.
Yeah.
That's all I could think about for the rest of the movie. I was like, oh, my God, this is just awful on his knees. His back must be
it's
terrible.
It's so bad for you, Batman.
Which, I don't think I was supposed to be thinking that. Hey, did you see that movie trailer with Patrick Stewart that's coming out called Green Room?
No.
Where he's a white supremacist?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Patrick Stewart.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Why isn't that guy in more movies?
He really should
and
be.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, what is he dead? Is he still alive?
Brendan Fraser, first of all, is like your spirit animal.
Oh,
there's
a little
some
bit.
Similarities. You're kind of like a more hipster version of his character in The Mummy.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'll take that.
But yeah, yeah, Brendan Fraser's really entertaining, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Really likable.
And he was huge.
Apparently
for
he's
a couple years.
Bankrupt now.
Really?
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
Poor Brendan Fraser. That's unfair. He was doing so good.
The first two Mummies were really entertaining,
oh,
and
yeah.
then they just started. Just, okay, we can do it. We'll put The Rock in it.
Ugh.
Let's baptize. And they totally hijacked that entire franchise.
Yep.
They could have gotten another three movies. Well, maybe not three movies, but it could have been something.
If we kept going with Mummy sequels with Brendan Fraser, it would have been better than any of the Indiana Jones sequels that are coming out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
we would have gotten our Indiana Jones fix and not had to just spit all over a classic franchise.
Oh, man. What's your favorite movie, Gavin?
Aliens is one of my favorites, I would say.
Yeah, that is a really good movie.
I love
Aliens. People never say Aliens. They always say, like, Aliens might be better than Alien, honestly.
It's they're different.
There's some really, yeah, they are really different.
Alien is a horror movie. Aliens is an action movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's really cool about it.
Yeah. They're two completely different tones set in the same universe. I love the first two movies. The rest, nah. But I love one and two. Sigourney Weaver is just so badass.
I like that
amazing.
A lot. I
and
just want
to... When she tapes the flamethrower to the machine gun near the end, I'm like, that's so impractical and the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, just cinching up to
flame go get flamethrowers in general are one of the worst
weapons.
Weapons of all time.
Yeah, there's a reason we don't use them
unless
anymore.
There was a way to... Like, here's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already seeing a fatal flaw in this, but we'll correct it as we go.
Okay.
So what if there was a gun that shot... It shot the liquid, like it shot water balloons of gas, essentially.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you flipped it to the next setting, and that shot like a spark.
So you like drench somebody.
First you drench an area,
okay.
And then you hit up some.
Okay.
I feel like that the
you're still
the
holding...
design would have to be very yeah. This still sounds very problematic.
You're still holding a very.
It's actually worse
gun.
Because at least with the flamethrower, it burns up as it's going, so it doesn't build up.
Yeah.
Whereas in this case, you just have water balloons full of and rubber too, which
yeah,
this is the worst idea of all time.
You got to be careful with that combination. Absolutely.
I really peaked with my idea for light anywhere cigarettes. Did I ever tell you that idea?
Oh, okay.
Where,
you mean like you would strike it on a surface?
Yeah, they just put this stuff that's on the end of a match on the end of cigarettes, and then you could just light your cigarettes on anything.
That's really not a bad idea, is
yeah.
it? That's pretty neat.
But I never had a good idea after that.
No, you just peaked on that. And now you just gave it away on the air, and you can't even patent it.
Well, but at the same time, do I want to be the guy that makes cigarettes even...
Worse for you?
More usable and worse for you, because that would not be...
Yeah, your claim to fame is that you added sulfur to cigarettes. In excess, because I'm pretty sure that you shouldn't be breathing in the burning stuff from a match. And you know people wouldn't wait for it to burn away. They would just be sucking that back.
Yeah.
But I think the practicality outweighs it. Because if humanity has proven anything, it's that if something is easier, we will let it kill us. Absolutely. Every time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. We would kill ourselves way more than we are now. We just haven't found the way.
Yeah.
But we will.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not going to take long.
Oh, we already are. Like diabetes and obesity and all that stuff. Like, fast food is so cheap and easy. How can we say no? I don't care that I'll die. How can I say no?
Yeah,
you can't.
Sure.
You absolutely can't. Especially when I live over a walk-in 24-hour McDonald's. Worst thing in the world. It's so hard. How do you
reject
that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It always comes back to talking about fast food. But I mean, that's life too.
It is.
Life always comes back.
Yeah.
What do you
get fast food?
Yeah. See, there's a different headspace because sometimes you go into McDonald's and you go, all right, I'm just going to get a McDouble.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't even affect my cash flow, my budget.
Yeah, it's a journey.
I can afford this.
It's amazing.
I know I'm going to enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the days where you go,
the hate yourself.
I want to harken back to what I had when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I want to get a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Which, at this point, you can't even justify it with it being cheap. Because a Big Mac is not cheap.
It's not. The combo together is like $10 or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the greatest.
That's how they get people.
Uh-huh.
See,
lure you in with
they
that
know that they're
McDouble.
Taking a hit on the McDouble.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the crap that they're putting in there, they must be taking a loss. Because those are ridiculously cheap.
Yep.
But the problem is, it's like drug dealers. First hits free.
Yeah. Yeah, the McDouble is the gateway fast food.
Yeah.
leading to your life. Because, well, like, I did that about a week ago, because I've learned to pace myself, McDonald's. You get a McDouble, a small fry, no drink, and you're fine. You won't hate yourself after that. It'll be satisfying, and it's a nice little wad of...
You can get a drink and not hate yourself? If I get soda, there's some hate.
Yeah, oh, no, I mean, I didn't not with a drink. Just small fries, McDouble, and then you have some water at home, and that's fine. But then, like, a couple... This just happened last week. I walked in, I was just like, I'm going ham today. I'm going ham in my McDonald's. And I'm going to get my double quarter pounder combo with the full fries and the drink and six nuggets on the side. And it was
a horrible
the worst
mistake.
Evening. Oh, God.
All right. Let's listen to my favorite band, My Bloody Valentine. And then we'll be back to talk a little more. And then bring in your next show, Community Living Show.
Stick around.
Saskatoon singer-songwriter Jen Lane has just released her new album, This Life of Mine, and you're invited to help celebrate. It's been hard moving on. Produced by Vancouver's own, the critically acclaimed John MacArthur Ellis, the new record is a testament to songcraft and the power of music. Spend an evening with Jen Lane on Friday, April 8th at 8 p.m. at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive, and get a copy of This Life of Mine to take home with you. For advance tickets or to order the album, head on over to jenlane.com.
tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Sabbath with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
So hard to chew.
Bringing it back here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yep.
And next show coming on the air is
community living
show. Yeah, living in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that with a little more passion. The community living show, damn it!
My loved.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah, fun here today. Had a good time without Simon.
Yeah,
he will be back.
He will.
We'll be back next week.
We'll be back in the captain's chair.
And yeah, we'll be, for the time being, we'll be here every Thursday. Mm-hmm. You can follow me at AlexBiron88 on Twitter.
Yep.
And you can see me tonight at Laugh Lines in New Westminster.
Lovely show.
And I've got some other stuff coming up too that I'll announce next week. And we've got hopefully a live show in the works. In not too long. We've got another 5 minutes here. We're going to go to here at 8:55 today, I think, today. But we're having fun. Oh, this is great that we were just listening to that instrumental Ninth Wonder beat. And people do this thing where they post.
You're reading the comment section of a YouTube video.
They post their lyrics on underneath famous instrumentals. Like, the delusion of that. Like, people are going to like my lyrics so much, they're going to start reading them in the YouTube comment section.
They posted their own lyrics to this instrumental
and
beat.
I'll become famous just from my penmanship. Listen to this.
This is how Bieber.
So
bring the beat back.
You got the beat.
Yeah. This is from YouTube comment user
Alex Mendoza.
Okay.
Looking left and right, there's no hope in sight. Maybe I just need better eyesight. Cause it's so hard to choose when it's so easy to lose.
You're deep.
Right and wrong, that's some shit I constantly confuse.
Oh.
Don't quit your day job, Alex. It's something my dad says to me a lot. And this guy should not quit his day job either.
Maybe his job is posting YouTube lyrics. Maybe he's a music producer.
It's a professional
that's
troll.
How he gets around.
Yeah, it would be fun if, man, there's... You want to stay off the comments.
Yeah, never go into the comment section of a YouTube video.
The condiment section?
Condiment section. Yeah. No,
not the condiment section.
Never bring a hot dog to YouTube.
I realized on my way home last night that you can buy Nathan's hot dogs.
Whose?
Places, just to keep it relevant and entertaining here. Yeah, those hot dogs from New York, Nathan's.
I haven't heard of
those. They're like the Coney Island, the official New
classics.
York hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly, are you waiting for somebody? You want us to, we can get out of here in a couple minutes. You're good? You're giving me the, all right. Hey, can we go till 9? Good with that? Give me the thumbs up if we can go till 9. All right. All right. Yeah, because I got a lot of hot dog thoughts here.
A lot of
no, they really are the best. I went to Coney Island when I was in New York and I bought a bunch of hot dogs and I didn't know the money. Like, I don't know U.S. money really at all.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, they had just gotten the new 5, which had like a little bit of purple on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like really confused. And I thought that my 5 was like a fake 5.
Yeah.
Because it was purple. And I was trying to like, and that's a conversation if you had with a Canadian, they'd be getting annoyed. Let alone like a sassy black American who's like
hot
been
dog
working.
Vendor.
Yeah. She's like, it's a new 5.
Yeah.
All right.
Get over yourself.
Yeah. I was very put in my place.
Yeah.
And then,
but it would have been worse if it was a fake 5 and you tried to pass it off.
Yeah.
You played the cautious way.
My just to bring everything together here, McDonald's, counterfeit money. I knew this guy who made fake bills back in the day, and he would give them to people. I never took one, obviously.
No.
But he would take a $20 bill and go into McDonald's, a fake $20 bill, and then buy – a $1 because they have those $1 drink days.
Ooh,
I'll have
a
root beer.
You launder
all
that.
All I've got is a 20. Comes back clean, and he got a drink.
Was he just one of those teenagers that used like a laser printer at home and
I don't know, or something? But it was a wild ride until the cops raided his house.
Yeah, because that's super duper illegal.
They really take that seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, a lot of the time you think, okay, well, yeah, if I kill somebody, I mean, I'll get getting in trouble. Yeah. But yeah, they really will take out the assault rifles and
for
money laundering.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it's frowned upon.
It really is. So if you're a teenager, don't use your laser
printer.
But it
is very tempting. It's like, there's just pieces of paper.
Yeah.
You can get, did you know you can get anything with this stuff? You could just make it yourself.
Yeah. You can go get a dollar drink day.
Hey, there's someone at my door.
Oh, they would not knock.
I love the guy. Yeah, I love the guy who's, he doesn't understand that it's like, gonna be very bad, and he's like bragging about it on Facebook, like,
yeah,
you guys have figured out a way you can make money at home.
Yeah, just print more money. It's genius.
It's great.
Yeah. Or people that are looking to buy drugs on Facebook, anyone know where I can find MDMA?
Yeah.
I'm like, but then again, that's not as bad. At least
I know where you can get.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, somebody comments like, oh, come to my place, I got a couple kilos. Is that what MDMA comes in? Yeah. Kilos, probably.
Facebook's secure, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's only within your.
Yeah. There's no law enforcement officials or possible bosses looking at your
Facebook
MDMA.
Is probably less secure than like real life.
Oh, absolutely.
Like this conversation right now over the air.
Yeah.
Is probably
more
a
secure
lot
than Facebook.
More secure than. Yeah, and that. All right, we got to get out of here.
We do.
Because I have drink a lot of coffee, and I'm feeling regular.
Yep, just all over the
place. And this is your regular show every Thursday morning.
Yep.
Tune in. Have fun.
Vancouver, right.
Come
CITR to our 101.9 Thursdays.
And we're going to Auto DJ here, which is when it picks a song randomly. So check this out.
What? Oh, our fate was well placed.
Yeah. We got The Cross by Bonnie Prince Billy. And stay tuned for the Community Living Show.